बाबा साकार मुरली, डेट इज़ 11 फेब्रुआरी 2023। ओम शांति। इस सेंस स्वीट चिल्ड्रन कॉन्स्टेंटली मूव अलॉन्ग कंसिडरिंग योर सेल्फ टू बी अ राज ऋषि एंड ऑल योर डेज विल पास इन हैप्पीनेस एंड यू विल बी सेव्ड फ्रॉम बींग चोक्ड बाय माया। क्वेश्चन, वॉट चांस डू यू हैव नाउ बट विल नॉट हैव अगेन लेटर? Answer, you now have a short time in which you can make effort and claim a high status by studying. You will not receive this chance again. This life is invaluable and this is why you should never have any thought of dying soon, so that you can be liberated. Only those who are troubled by Maya or have some suffering of karma have such thoughts. You have to become conquerors of Maya by having remembrance of the Father. Song, have patience, O mind. Your days of happiness are about to come. Om Shanti. You children heard the song. Who said this and who heard it? The Unlimited Father said it and the children at all the centers heard it. Look how the Father's yoke of the intellect goes to all the children. At all the centers, all the children who are the decoration of the Brahmin clan, spinners of the discus of self-realization and Raj Rishis, should have the awareness that they are Raj Rishis. You are making effort for the kingdom in which all your days will be spent in happiness. In the Iron Age, your days are not spent in happiness. You, Raj Rishis, should spend your days here in happiness. Only when you consider yourselves to be Raj Rishis and have unshakable and immovable faith all the time is this possible. Otherwise, when you repeatedly forget, Maya makes you choke a great deal. You children know that you are studying Raj Yoga with the Father and claiming your inheritance of constant happiness. That is, you are changing from an ordinary man into Narayan. No one apart from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can make you this. When you say the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, your intellect doesn't go to a corporeal or subtle being. You remember the incorporeal Father at that time. The Father gives you patience. Children, there are only a few more days. This Iron Age, hell, will change and become heaven. The establishment of heaven and the destruction of hell have been remembered. God Himself sits here and teaches you Raj Yoga. No human being, whether of hell or heaven, can teach you Raj Yoga. You children know that you mouth-born creation of Brahma, you decoration of the Brahmin clan, are spinners of the discus of self-realization. We souls have the knowledge of the world cycle. Deities don't know this. Why have they given the discus of self-realization to Shri Krishna and Vishnu? Because you Brahmins have not yet become perfect. You continue to fluctuate. The discus of self-realization is a symbol of the final stage. Today you spin the discus of self-realization and tomorrow you will be defeated by Maya and fall. Therefore, how could those ornaments be given to you? The discus of self-realization has to be permanent and this is why it is given to Vishnu. These are very deep matters. You can go and explain at the Vishnu temples or at the temples to anyone portrayed with the discus of self-realization. They even give the discus of self-realization to Shri Krishna. They don't show the discus of self-realization in the combined picture of Radhe and Krishna. You decoration of the Brahmin clan are the spinners of the discus of self-realization. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, makes you into spinners of the discus of self-realization and seers of the three aspects of time. When you become deities, you cannot be called Trinetri, Trikaldarshi or Trilokinath, because it is now that you are ascending the staircase to heaven. From the golden age onwards, we will be coming down the staircase. This knowledge doesn't exist there. If you were aware of this there, you wouldn't be able to rule the kingdom because you would be worried. The father gives you children patience. Don't be afraid. You have to conquer Maya. Storms of Maya will definitely come and there will be obstacles. The cure for this is to stay in yoga. Maya will break your yoga, but you have to make effort to stay in yoga. The lifespan of those who stay in yoga will increase. The longer your lifespan is, the more you will be able to have yoga with the father and claim your inheritance from him at the end. By having yoga, you improve your health. This is why the father says, "May you be yogi. Constantly remember me alone." The more effort you make, the greater the reward you will receive in heaven. The father says, "Children, stay in yoga so that your sins are absolved. There is very little time left. You mustn't say that destruction should take place soon so that you can go to heaven, because this life is invaluable. It is not that you will shed your bodies now and then take new bodies and be able to study. You would still be in your childhood stage and destruction would have begun. You wouldn't even be able to reach your youth stage, because everyone here, young and old, is to be destroyed. Only those who are troubled by Maya or who have some suffering of karma would say that they should die soon, because they want to be liberated from all of that. However, you will not receive this chance again. This is why you should occupy yourself in making effort. When the time comes, then, even against their conscious wish, everyone will have to go back, because the father will take everyone back on the spiritual pilgrimage. It isn't that he will only take 1 or 2 million souls back with him. Just as 1 to 1.5 million souls go to the Kumbh Mela. This is the Mela of souls with the Supreme Soul. The father himself has become the guide and has come to take you back. Countless souls will follow him. However, it is not that everyone will go back soon. If annihilation were to take place, the land of Bharat would not remain. However, this Bharat is an imperishable land. Many will still remain here. Then, in the golden age, there will be just the one established Sun Dynasty kingdom. You have a short time between the establishment of the golden age and the destruction of the Iron Age. When a few people remain to make their new kingdom. However, there is just this short time for making effort. This is called the beneficial age. The other confluence ages cannot be called beneficial because you continue to come down at that time. You have now come from complete happiness to complete sorrow. No others have this knowledge in their intellects. Previously, we too didn't know anything. We used to worship everyone with blind faith. We now receive all kinds of Srimad. You are doing the business that is rarely done by other businessmen. It is like learning an art. This is the art of changing human beings into deities. You have to pay attention to this. The father comes at Amritvela every day and teaches you, and so the children of all the centers are in front of him at that time. The father says, "I remember all of you children. Maya doesn't cause me any obstacles in this. You children repeatedly forget me because Maya creates obstacles for you." Some children write to Baba, "Baba, do not forget us children. However, I never forget you. I have to take everyone back home. I give you love and remembrance every day. I send treasures to you children. I continue to challenge all of you. Follow the Father Srimad and make effort to claim your unlimited inheritance. Don't be careless or make excuses about this. Some say that they have karmic bondages. Those are your karmic bondages. So what can the father do? The father says, stay in yoga and your karmic bondages will continue to be cut away and you won't commit any sin. You will be liberated from sin for half the cycle. You also have to do service in order to claim a high status. Look how well Mama and Baba explain. Some children do very good service. When someone asks you what your aim and objective is, put this card in his or her hand. From that, everyone will know what business you are engaged in. They will say, these are great businessmen. You have to feel each one's pulse. The best thing to explain is the cycle. No matter what a person is like, when he sees the cycle, he would understand that this truly is the Iron Age and that the Golden Age is now about to come. You can even explain to Christians that this is hell and that heaven is being established. Surely, Heavenly God, the Father, would do that. However, people's intellects have become such that they don't even consider themselves to have become residents of hell. They say that so and so has become a resident of heaven, and so they should understand that they are definitely in hell. It is now the Iron Age, so rebirth would also definitely be in the Iron Age. Where is heaven? Baba tells you to go and explain at the cremation grounds. However, children become tired very quickly. You should explain that it is now the Iron Age. If you want to take rebirth in heaven, then come and understand this. We are also making effort so that hell will no longer remain. Do you want to come to heaven? You won't find poison there. You will have to renounce that here. How? Baba is showing you methods. In Nepal, on the day of Vijaya Ashtami, that is festival of the goddesses, all young and old go hunting, that is conquering the animal instincts, the vices. You too have to explain to everyone. There definitely have to be the pictures of Shiv and Lakshmi and Narayan in every home. You have to explain to your servants, carpenters, that death is just ahead. Remember the father and you will receive your inheritance. The father fulfills everyone's desire for heaven. When you have yoga, the father can even grant you visions. The father is the benefactor, and so you children also have to become as benevolent as he is. Only the poor benefit themselves. Hardly any wealthy ones do this. Well-known sannyasis will come at the end. Now it is poor and ordinary ones who take knowledge. The father too comes in an ordinary body, not in a poor person's body. If he too were poor, he wouldn't be able to do anything. How could a poor person look after so many? Therefore, look at the tactic that has been created. It is only the ordinary ones who are able to surrender themselves and are also able to sustain so many. Together with this one, many others also surrendered themselves and became heirs. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and Namaste to our spiritual mother, Father and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. Number 1. Engage yourself in the art that the Father has taught you of changing human beings into deities. 2. Don't be careless and make excuses for not following Srimad. In order to be liberated from your karmic bondages, stay in remembrance. Blessing, may you be multi-million times fortunate, and as one who performs elevated actions, make your fortune elevated. The more elevated your actions are, the longer and clearer the line of your fortune becomes. The way to make your fortune elevated is to perform elevated actions. So, be one who performs elevated actions and attain the fortune of being multi-million times fortunate. However, the basis of performing elevated actions is having an elevated awareness. By being aware of the most elevated Father of all, you will perform elevated actions. Therefore, you can draw your line of fortune as long as you want. In this one birth, you can create your fortune for many births. Slogan: to make many others content with your personality of contentment is to be a jewel of contentment. Om Shanti. Invaluable Versions of Mateshwari, 27 January 1957. Number 1. Eternally Created Program of God's Coming. People have been singing the song, O God of the Gita, come to fulfill the promise you made. Now the God of the Gita himself has come to fulfill the promise he made in the previous cycle. He says, O children, when there is extreme defamation of religion in Bharat, it is then that I definitely come to fulfill the promise I made. However, my coming does not mean that I come in every age. There isn't defamation of religion in all ages. Defamation of religion takes place in the Iron Age, and so you have to understand that God comes in the Iron Age. The Iron Age comes every cycle, and so you understand that He comes every cycle. There are four ages, and that is called a cycle. For half a cycle, in the golden and silver ages, they are Satopradhan, so there is no need for God to come then. The third age is the copper age, when other religions begin, and at that time too, there isn't extreme defamation of religion. This shows that God does not come in the three ages. Then the Iron Age remains, and there is extreme defamation of religion at the end of this age. God comes at this time and destroys the irreligiousness and establishes the religion of truth. If He had come in the Copper Age, then after the Copper Age, it would now have been the Golden Age. So, why is it the Iron Age? It would not be said that God came and established the darkest Iron Age. It cannot be like that, and this is why God says, I am one and I only come once and destroy irreligiousness, finish the Iron Age and establish the Golden Age. Therefore, my time of coming is at the confluence age. Second number, God creates fortune, that is Kismat, and human beings spoil their fortune themselves, that is Kismat. We know who it is that creates the fortune of human souls and who it is that spoils their fortune. We would not say that it is God who creates fortune and spoils fortune, but that it is definitely God who creates fortune and human beings who spoil their fortune themselves. How can this fortune be created and how has it fallen? All of this is explained. When people know themselves and become pure, they can then create the fortune that was spoiled. Since we speak of the fortune that is spoiled, it proves that at some point our fortune was good and that it has now become spoiled. Now, God Himself comes and puts right the fortune that was spoiled. Some may say that God is incorporeal, and so how could He create fortune? It is explained how incorporeal God puts right our spoiled fortune through the corporeal body of Brahma with imperishable knowledge. It is God's duty to give this knowledge, but human beings cannot awaken the fortune of one another. It is the one God alone who awakens our fortune, and this is why there is His temple as a permanent memorial. Acha Om Shanti.